Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, just south of Kearney. Open for business. And cannot thank them enough for being such important partners with KSGF and making it possible for us to bring you authors from across the country, across the globe, oftentimes. And not only that, but they have the ability to oftentimes bring in some of these authors for book signings, give you a chance to meet the authors and get a book signing. One of those is Christopher Long. And we've actually had Christopher on once before in studio, I think a couple years ago, but he is going to be doing another book signing, and so we wanted to have him back. And that book signing, that is this evening, is that correct?
That is correct, Nick Reed.
All right, well, that's what time is it, the book signing? Do you know offhand? I know you're very busy.
7 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock. I don't know. Sometimes I ask those questions like, I don't know. So 7 o'clock, ABC Books, book signing. Appreciate you being back with us. And you know, I recall some of our conversation from, how long ago was that you were here?
That was last year.
That was last year. Man, it seemed like it was a couple years. Last year, was it? All right. Well, I don't know if that means time flies or it went really slowly, one of the two. What I remember, what I really remember being interested in is, of course, the book, and it gets, people can see online all the different reviews, and it just unanimously, this book is enjoyed by people. But your background and from what you drew in terms of your experiences to craft this book. So if you would first just give us a quick version of, you know, the book itself, and then where it is that you drew in terms of your experiences, the story?
Well, the book is Superstar, and the superstar in the book is, coincidentally, a character crafted from Springfield. I grew up here in Springfield. I have always felt like a Springfield kid. So the main character in the book, his name is Trent Davis, and he is a young country music sensation. And he experiences way too much success, way too fast, way too young. He crashes and burns, makes all the wrong decisions. And it is a faith-based story. So at some point during Trent's darkest moment, Jesus pops up on the scene. And then suddenly the narrative changes a little bit.
Now, you mentioned you being here, Springfield native, and if I recall, you did a lot of touring yourself, correct?
Right. After I left Springfield in the mid-70s, I got into the 80s and got into the entertainment business and more specifically into the music business. And a little bit later in life, I found myself actually on tour working for major platinum selling rock stars and traveling around the country. And I was a personal assistant, which means I was the guy who got to score the Starbucks orders. I got to get the groupies. I got to get the drugs. It was an all-encompassing job description.
Was there a moment that you thought to yourself, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this? I mean, generally, these are slow evolutions, and so people don't necessarily recognize that all of a sudden, wow, I can't believe I'm traveling with this group or I'm doing this. Was there some particular moment where it was that pinch myself moment?
Oh, the whole thing was a pinch myself moment. You know, I grew up craving that rock and roll lifestyle and imagining what that would be like. And then when I was finally there and firsthand, you know, I was on the bus, I was backstage, I was on stage. It was the whole thing was surreal and took a little while to sort of decompress after those experiences and take it all in and go, wow, what was that I just experienced?
Who all did you work with, travel with? And then is the story of Trent Davis based on a compilation or any one of those in particular?
Well, the most noteworthy band that people would be familiar with was the band Poison. And they were huge in the 80s, just hit wow. after hit. And I was surprised to discover when I went out on tour working for them in the 2000s that they are still enormously huge, selling out 10, 15, 20,000 seat arenas. And through those experiences, I was connected to an array of other arena rock bands. And yeah, the Trent Davis character is a compilation of several different world famous rock stars that I worked for, because the story is all the same, whether it's a rock guy, a country guy, a politician, a sports guy, even some preachers. It's all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know. So in Superstar, I just took a lot of those real life experiences being on tour with rock bands and sort of fictionalized them and put my character in a cowboy hat and a V-neck, and voila, it was a very very authentic current country music story.
Our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Christopher Long, of course, the book Superstar. So the 22-year-old central character, Trent Davis, living that lifestyle, Jesus comes up in the picture. Was that something that also came from your real-life experience, or was that something that, you know, was more out of your mind and imagination?
Although I will say that the book is a completely fictionalized account. There is nothing in the book that was not based on something that I experienced personally. And the crazier it is, the more accurate it is. My publisher actually reached out to me at some point and went, you know, that one reference, that's a little bit of a stretch. And it's like, well, that actually happened. So it's very real. It's very authentic. It's very relevant. That it is. I have said before that Superstar really is a virtual backstage pass. If you want to know what it's really like behind the scenes on tour with your favorite country star, rock star, whatever, Superstar is the real deal. You know, it's absolutely spot on in terms of accuracy and authenticity.
What are one of the examples that the publisher thought, well, now you're exaggerating this a little bit, but in all actuality, it was based on something real?
Well, not so much rock and roll based, but there was a reference in there when Trent Davis, the young superstar, gets married. And he's at the wedding chapel. He's getting dressed, ready for the wedding ceremony to take place. And the preacher comes up to him in the little changing room, the little dressing room at the wedding chapel, and threatens to shove his shoe someplace on Trent if he finds out that Trent ever hurts his wife and ever does her wrong, just as a little prenuptial warning from the pastor. And that actually happened to me when I got married, back when I was young. The pastor came up and threatened me, you better not blow this.
I won't ask. Does it do we find out in the book if you did?
It's all fictional.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll find we let's just say that my character Trent Davis makes all the wrong choices in life.
So then,
and the groupies and all the temptations and all it's all spot on.
A lot of people who have been in your position and have these never heard before stories of the rock and roll lifestyle, particularly when you are talking about groups like Poison that are so well known, easily could write a book as, oh, this was my life, these are all real stories, sort of the tell-all, and just by the virtue of those connections and that notoriety, probably do very, very well. What made you decide, instead of going that route, to write a fictional account around a character named Trent Davis that was based on experiences?
Lessons learned, Nick. As a matter of fact, it's crazy you bring that up. My very first book that came out about 10 years ago was a firsthand nonfiction account of my experiences with working for Poison. And it was very unfiltered. Let's just say, based on my experiences from when that book was released, I learned a lot and decided from that point forward, I'm just going to fictionalize things and move forward. All the names.
If memory serves, you live in Florida now, is that right? Or am I wrong?
Right. As a matter of fact, I had a revelation, Nick, that I got to share with you. When you had me on a year ago, I really got hooked on the show, on your show. So when I'm back home in Florida, I listen to you in the mornings on my phone app.
No kidding.
So I'll be driving around the beach in the mornings, and there's palm trees, and there's girls in bikinis. Yeah. It's 85 degrees, and I'm listening to the Nick Reed Show. And you're reporting that it's 28 degrees in Queen City, and we're expecting snow flurries by this afternoon. And I'm thinking, poor old Nick Reed doesn't have the sense to escape the cold. And then this corona thing exploded a few weeks ago, and I'm listening, and then I realized, listening to your insights and your commentary on this, holy cow, Nick Reed is actually the smartest man in the Tri-County area.
Well, so, I'll take that as an official.
Really honored.
I need a book cover so I can put little quotes like that. That would fit perfectly
on
the inside flap. Well, listen, it's always...
Yeah, so I was so honored to come back and reconnect with you this morning.
And again, ABC Books, 7 o'clock. But is that going to be an hour-long book signing?
We're going to stay as long as we need to. Val is so great.
She is.
When I was there at ABC Books last year, it's a little house party.
Yeah.
It's not a stuffy sort of author event.
Right.
She throws out refreshments, and it's just it's a house party. It's so much fun. She's so much fun. I just love her store. It's such a great community Springfield local business. We have a great time. We're going to kick things off at ABC Books tonight at 7, and we're going to stay as late as we need to. And then when we're done, we're going to go next door to Andy's and have frozen snow monsters.
There you go. There you go. The book is Superstar, the author Christopher Long. It's so great to hear from you again. And as you know, I'm sure I said last time and meant it, next time you're in town, let us know.
Absolutely. I just want to say Sarah looks like a superstar this morning. Have you seen her today?
Yeah, she...
In all of her black rock and roll, with her snappy black jacket.
Well, I appreciate
she's
that.
She's a superstar.
Yeah. I
notice these things, Sarah.
She's actually over my back shoulder, so I as I talk even to her, I'm not looking at her. But sometimes I can catch a glimpse of
rocking.
The Facebook Live feed. So, well, that's I'm glad to know that. She certainly adds something much needed to the program. So, Christopher Long.
You have a superstar sidekick.
Indeed, I do. Thank you so very much. Safe travels as you do head back to Florida. And I know Springfield's always glad to have you back home. And then tonight, ABC Books. Christopher Long, author of the week, the book is Superstar. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Nick, thanks so much for having me on. We'll see you again.
Absolutely. This is Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.